Okay. Okay, let's move into the halachas of Mishloach Manos here. Tafresh Tzadi Hei Tziv Dalet. Chayiv Lishloach L'chaveru Shtei Manos Basar Oshal Minei Acholim Shenemar Mishloach Manos Israel Shtei Matanos Lish Echad. So one is chayiv, not like Matanos of Yonim, that is one thing to two people, one thing each to two people, so two things to two people. Here it is Shtei Manos, it's two things, too many Acholim to one person. And your yotzi, your mitzvah, mishloach manos ish l'reihu. Shtei matanos ish echad. Two matanos to one person. V'chol marbe lishloach l'reihu mishubach. Anyone who's marbe mishloach l'reihu, that is mishubach. Interesting, he brings on this Rambam, which, if you look at the Rambam, it's the same Rambam we mentioned last time, which does not sound, it's the same Rambam that we said is you're supposed to be marbe matanos l'avyoni more than mishloach manos. So I guess there's an Indian to be marbe mishloach manos, but there's even a greater Indian to be marbe Matanos Lavyonim. So one should be spending, once again, the majority of his money on Matanos Lavyonim, more than a Mishloach Manos. Vim Ein Lo, if he has none, Machli Vim Chavero, he should switch a Suda with his friend. Zesholech Lezes Sudaso, Zesholech Lezes Sudaso. Ruvein sent to Shimon, Shimon sent to Ruvein, Kedei Lekayim Mishloach Manos, Ish L'Reihu, in order to Mekayim the Mitzvah of Mishloach Manos. Yesh Lishloach Manos Bayom V'lo B'layla. You should send Mishloach Manos during the day and not at night. Mishloach Manos L'Reihu V'Einu Rotzeh L'Kablom. If you send Mishloach Manos to your friend and he's Mochel, he does not want it, O Mochel Lo, Yotzeh, you're still Yotzeh Yidei Chavoso. V'Ish HaChayav is Matanos L'Avinu Mishloach Manos K'Ish. V'Ish HaTlishlach L'Isha, V'Ish L'Ish. Man sends to man, a woman should send to a woman. Avolo behefich, but not the opposite. Shelo yavo ish lishlach la'almana, v'yavo lidei safek kedushin. Man should not send to an almana, a widow, and come to safek kedushin. The Mishnah Berurah explains that means that people are going to think that he's sending presents afterwards. After the kedushin, the minhag used to be, after you get the kedushin, you used to send presents. So people might think that these are the presents you're sending after the kedushin. But you don't have to worry about it. Even a man could give to a woman. Okay, so let's look at these dim one by one. So first of all, what is the getter of the mitzvah of Mishloach Manos? What is the purpose of the mitzvah? So how do we define the mitzvah over here? So it's a famous machlokas between the Truma Sedeshin and the Manos Alevi. The Truma Sedeshin writes, Kol Echem Yisrael Yetzarchi Tzudas Purim. Everyone should have Tzarchi Tzudas Purim. And therefore, there's a minhag in Klal Yisrael, the halacha is that the Chazal or Koveya, that everyone should send Manos to their friends, things to eat on friends, so everyone will have Tzudas Purim on Tzudas. So the chiyav is, in order that we have Tzudas Purim on Purim. That is the getter of the mitzvah, according to Truma Sedeshin. The Manos Halevi, is Rav Alkevitz, writes, the Pasuk in the Megillah says that Haman is trying to convince Achashverosh to kill the Jews, or he doesn't really have to convince him, because Achashverosh also wanted to kill the Jews. But when he's telling him about this nation, he calls him an Mefuzar Mufura Bin Amin. He calls Klal Yisrael Mefuzar Mefura Bin Amin, meaning they're scattered and not a one unit amongst the Amin. And therefore, the Manos Halevi writes, Lachain Tiknu Kedei Laharbos Shalom Vareyes. Therefore, Chazal wanted him attacking this and show that Haman's wrong and show that we do have unity. And therefore, we send Manos Ish L'Reihu. We send Mishloach Manos to our friends in order to create this Reyes on Purim, in order to get rid of what Haman said of Am Mefuzar Mefura Bin Amin. Let the machlokas Truma Sedeshin, is it a din in Suda, or is it a din in creating reyes between friend and foe? So, l'dayti, so halach l'maisa, we pass them both l'chumra. We pass them over machlokas for both shitas, and therefore, number one, you should send things in Mishloach Manos their shaykh to have a Suda with it. So something, whether it's bread, a dish to eat, something chashuv, it should not just be candies, and a bottle of water, things that you would have in a suda, that should be what you send for your Mishloach Manos. Because that's like the Truma Sedeshin, it should be shaykh for a suda. According to the Manos Halevi, you could send candies, it's great, it's going to also marbe reyes, doesn't have to be dafko suda possibly. But according to the Truma Sedeshin, you should send things that are shaykh for a suda. And the daiti, I didn't see this before, I think I saw this a long time ago, but I didn't see it recently, but the daiti makes sense also. That one should dafko try and send Mishloach Manos not to your best friend. Okay, your best friend, you guys are reyes already. Send to someone you had a little bit of a fight with recently, someone that you could create marbe reyes with him. That is the best person to send Mishloach Manos. Okay, after I'm farcing this, it could be that anyone gets Mishloach Manos from a friend, He's gonna think that the guy doesn't like you, but it should be sent to something that's gonna create reyes between two people. If someone's just expecting it every year, getting the same person, so it not necessarily creates as much reyes as someone maybe is not expecting it. Give to the guards in the yeshiva. That'd be a great way of thing. Give to the guards at the kotel. Give to the many people that you could give. They'll be surprised that it will create actually a good atmosphere, a good feeling between two Jews that might not necessarily be otherwise. Okay, the Chassan Sofer writes another nafkamina between the Truma Zadash and the Maros Halevi is Aroma. The Rama writes that if someone is mochel, and someone goes to give mishloach manos, you're mochel, you're yotzi yedei chovasa. So the Chassan Sofer says that's good according to whose pshat, the manos Halevi. You're creating reyes. The guy sees you're trying to give him presents. He's happy with you. You created the reyes already. The fact that he sees that you want to give him presents. But according to Truma Zadash, I'm going to ask Sudas Purim, who says that you're yotzi? Who says you're yotzi yedei chovasa? And he wants to claim that that's the machlokas over here between the Rama and the Pri Chodesh. The Mishnah Berurah brings down and Sifkan Kaf Dal the Pri Chodesh cholik al zeh. Then he brings down the Chassan Sofer, who first dons in the shayla and passes like the pre-chadish, that he holds that you're not going to be yotzi. It says mocha on the surah, you would not be mishloach manos, because he's machmer for the shita of the Truma Sadeshin, and therefore one would not be yotzi if he does not give Sudas Purim. If he does not accept the Sudas Purim. And Ladaiti, nearly, if you know a person does not want Sudas Purim, does not want mishloach manos, so even according to Manos Alevi, you're not going to be yotzi. Okay, take Rabina for example. Rabina tells you not to send him Mishloach Manos. So if you send Mishloach Manos to Rabina, he does not want it. He's not adding any reyes. It's going to cause more sinna. So therefore, you're not yotzi according to Lekuli Alma. If you send Mishloach Manos, send toilet paper like a vermin, so you can be a yotzi maybe. But it's a joke. Rabina Erman, when your gay came to Rabina's house with Mishloach Manos, and Rabina yelled at him like, send Mishloach Manos. We don't need this garbage. Don't send Shlach Manos. And Rabbeinu said, I want to show a car to Tov. So Rabbeinu said to him, at least bring me something that I need. Bring me toilet paper, something like that. So the next year, Sherman showed up at his door with a roll toilet with a whole bag of toilet paper for Shlach Manos. Okay. The Mishnah Berurah now brings down a Binyan Siyan. Should Binyan Siyan. Dibra Maskil, I'm sick on Yudches. He says, "B'chuvas bini and siyan simem emdal nistapik." He has a subbing him heavy ba'atzo manos lalali deishteach iyotze. He says it's mishloach manos ish l'reiu. You see, you need a din of shlichus. You should send it al yedeishteach when you're mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, so that's the binyan tzion. He's a mistapik adover. The Mishnah Berurah brings it down. However, lamaisa most posts are not machmir for this. Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach said, really make her a din. We do not pass like the binyan tzion. I think it's. Eshel Avram Mibuchach, who argues completely with him, he says better adafka to do it al yidei atzmo. You should do it because, like any other mitzvah, it's better to do al yidei atzmo v'lo yidei shlucho. And Rishon Mazalman Orbach passes make her a din like this, not like the Binyan Sinan. He said since it came out of an adam gadol like the Binyan Sinan, it came out of his mouth. Therefore, if you want to send one mishloach manos al yidei shliach, you can mekayim the Binyan Sinan al yidei zeh. Okay, who do you send to? So the Rama, we already pointed out, says, Dafka, man should send to a man. A man should not send to a woman. But we did point out also the Rama that a woman also has a mitzvah of Mishloach Manos, and therefore, when we talked about Matalas Lev Yonim, either the husband should give a portion to his wife that she could give her own Mishloach Manos, or that he should let note to his wife that he's doing the mitzvah for her, doing the kind of mitzvah for her, not just leave her in the dark. She also has to make him a kind of mitzvah. He should not. He should discuss it with his wife also. What about giving mishloach manos to someone who's not shomer Torah mitzvahs? So we have a din in Shulchan Aruch. We learned last year in Hilchos Brachos. It's brought down in Hilchos Brachos of Mazon actually. That it's usher to feed. It's usher to give food to someone who's not going to make a bracha. It's usher to give someone to make a bracha. It's lif ne'iver. So therefore, l'choro, what you come out, you should not be able to send mishloach manos to someone that you know is not going to make brachas on it. However, there's a famous sheet of the Chaznish in Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach that we talked about then. It's brought down, if you want to, Marma Makom. It's brought down over here in Halicha Shlomo, Perek Yutet Ha'ara 31, in Halicha Shlomo in Tfilah, Perek Beis Ha'ara 80. And the Chaznish over there writes like this, that if in any way you feel that this is going to be makariv the Ibn the mitzvahs, this is going to teach him about the mitzvahs, this is going to be closer to Yiddishkeit, one can and one should send even Mishloach Manos to someone who is not necessarily keeping all the mitzvahs all the time and is not necessarily going to make brachos when he eats his food. And it was asked to Rosh Hashanah Zalman Orbach whether to give to the Ovi Nikayan, to the janitor of the yeshiva, Mishloach Manos. He said not only should do it, it's a mitzvah gedola to give it to him, and it's going to help Mekar them also to see that you're thinking about them, that's someone that you're close to. Obviously, it's going to cause tremendous reyes between you and him, and that's what the whole idea of Mishloach Manos is, and therefore it is recommended in those cases. If you don't think the kayak is going to care, and you're just sending it because he's your business partner and you want to kiss up to him, let's say, and you don't think it's going to Mekar at all, so then once you not do it, that goes back to the original din, that it's also to give someone food when they're afraid you're not going to make a bracha. But in any case, it's going to cause sinna. You're going to cause them to hate you, so you're going to be lifnei iver on lo tisnas achicha bilvavecha. Or it's going to cause kirov. In those cases, the posting of our mekel to give them food. You're not yotzei your mitzvah. I don't believe if you send it to a katan. Okay. Halicha Shlomo brings down yud tes tet zayin that bachari yeshiva who mekabel ruchat tam beyeshiva, they get their meals from the yeshiva. If they give their meal to another person, they're yotzei, and that's what Rabbeinu told you guys to do. You can do it, you can get your meal, you get your breakfast, you get your lunch from the yeshiva, you can hand your plate to your friend, you're yotzei yedei chova of Mishloach Manos with that. So, once again, what do you have to send? You have to send two things to one person. And for some reason, I don't know where this came from, but there's something that people would like to say over, which is not true, that you have to send something that there's two separate brachos. People say it has to be two separate brachos. That is incorrect. There's no such din. There's no such halacha that you have to send two separate brachos. You can send two things that are the same brachos. Once again, you should send two type of suda type things. That is the best thing to do. There's a machlokas in the public scheme, even if you could send, let's say, two parts of a chicken. Could you send a breast and a thigh? Are you able to do that two manas or is that one mana? So that's a machlok. The posting of Shlomo Zalman Orbach is mekel. They can even send two parts of one chicken to be yotzei your mitzvah. Okay, the Bir Halacha over here points out Dibra Maschil Chayav. Is Chayav Lishlach Lechavero Chay Adam Hochiach Min Yerushalayim Dim Shaleach LaAsher Davar Pachos Eino Yotzei B'dei Yishleim Yudei Mishloach Manos. He says if you send the Mochiach Vedar Yerushalmi, that if someone sends to an usher something that's below, beneath his kavod, you're not Yotzei Mishloach Manos. And therefore, it sounds like that one should be careful when he's sending to someone something, you should send something to Mechubad, something that is going to be make him happy, something that's going to be up to his kavod that you're sending. If you don't send that, it could be that you're not Yotzei your mitzvah. And the last thing I just want to point out is the Licha Shlomo Yitzayin Yidalad points out that Mishloach Manos, like you have these group Mishloach Manos where you call into an organization and you put names on the list and you pay per person, he holds that you can be Yotzei Yerdei Chavasa, that you're Mechayiv to send Mishloach Manos, and you could be Yotzei Mishloach Manos Al Yedei Zeh. It could be that it's totally on the prati, make sure that it's being sent, like it's going to come on that day. Some send them a couple days before Purim, which you would not be Yotzei Yerdei Chavasa. But if it's going to come on that day and it's going to be the amount that's going to be put in, they're going to put on per person how much they have to put in, then according to Rosh Shlomo Zalman Orbach, you would be Yotzei Yer Mitzvah. Okay, moving on to Simon Tuf Reish Tzadi Vov. Dine Hesvi V'tanis Hasiyas Malacha B'Purim. So the Gemara in Daf Hei Amubeis writes that even though it says in the Megillah, it calls it Mishta Simcha V'Yontif, it calls that you made Purim as Mishta Simcha and Yontif, therefore it's Mashma that there should be an Isser Malacha, just like on Yontif, just like Yontif is Asser Malacha, so too Purim is Asser Malacha. However, the Gemara goes on to say, because it brings on a couple of Maisim that they saw that Malacha was done in Purim, so they asked, how could this be? And the answer is the Gemara, that even though it's originally that they suggested that Purim should be Mishta Simcha V'Yontaf, however, the Jews were not Mekabel on them, the last aspect. The Jews were only Mekabel because later on in the Megillah, a few Pesukim later, the Megillah says, it calls it only Mishta V'Simcha. It only calls it Mishta V'Simcha, it leaves out Yontaf. Meaning that even though they were suggested that it should be taken upon themselves in Isser Malacha with Yontif, the Jews only accepted that upon themselves Mishta V'Simcha and not Isser Malacha. However, the Gemara brings down over there, though B'makom Shenagu Shelo La'asos Malacha Einotzei. But if you're in a place where the minhag is not to do Malacha on Purim, then you're not allowed to do Malacha on Purim. And the Rambam adds that anyone who does Malacha in a place that the minhag is not to do Malacha, Eino roa simen bracha liolam. He will not find any simen bracha from that malacha that he's doing the olam. Meaning, if he makes $1,000 for that malacha, he will not see simen bracha for that $1,000 that he made on Purim. But Also written in the Gemara that if it's for binyan shel simcha, is it binyan shel simcha? Like the two examples we'll see over here in the Mechaber is to build a base chasna for your son, or a varnaki shel malachim, which is some type of house of shade that was built for kings, that would be mutter to do. So binyan shel simcha is mutter. So let's get inside now. Purim mutter b'asiyas malacha. Purim mutter b'asiyas malacha, like we said before, because only mishta b'simcha, not mishta b'simcha v'yantav. But a place that the minag is not to do malacha, you should not do malacha. And Rama writes the minag nowadays is not to do malacha. Anyone who does malacha in a place that the minag is not to do it, he will not see simen bracha l'olam. Ella im hu binyan shel simcha, except if it's a binyan shel simcha, he gom beis chasnus l'bno, o avar nekisha malachim, that we explained before, the shari, those are mutter to do. The Rama writes, mutter l'asos kol melechas mitzvah, you're allowed to do any melechas mitzvah. So even though it's a malacha, if it's for a mitzvah, you're allowed to do it. Kegon, lichtov pisei alachos. If they write down things in learning, you're allowed to write them down. V'chein mutter la'asos afilu malachos gemuros l'tzorach Purim. Anything for Purim, even though it's a malacha gemura, you want to sew your costume for Purim, it's for as simple as Purim, one would be allowed to do that, even though it's considered malacha gemura. Those are malachas even for chol hamoed purposes, even though they're like sewing and being malachas like that, for if it's for as simple as Purim, one is allowed to do it. The Mishnah Berurah points out over here in Sifkot and Gimel. The Kol Malkom Shalom Asasim says, Pragmatia Mutter Shesimcha Yilo. But to do business, that is Mutter because that is a Simcha Yilo. That will bring him Simcha on Purim. That is what the Mishnah Berurah passes. However, in the Aruch HaShulchan, he does write, even though the minhag was that people open up their stores on Purim, he says, Mikol Malkom Hashem Aruch HaSasim Matbi Yeshiva Zachanu Per Purim. Yesh Yersash Yer Hashem Sheim Potchon Achonu Per Purim. The Yer Shemayim also did not open their stores on Purim. Obviously, stores that are selling things that are necessities for Purim, like food and things like that, that would vada be mutter. But it's mutter, it sounds like this, if the malacha is going to make you happy, you may go to work. However, if one can stay away from going to work on Purim, that's the best thing. Once again, it causes other problems, like not making your suit Purim correctly, and not necessarily having a spirit of Purim if one has to go to work. But you see over here, obviously for sure, in case you might get fired or anything like that, obviously there it'll be mutter. But besides that, one if one could stay away from it, that is the best thing to do. Okay, afilu b'makom beis, afilu b'makom shenagu, even a place that is minhag not to do malacha on Purim, lo nagu ela b'yom mikra megillah b'vad. That's only the day that you're going to read mikra megillah. So for b'nei ayiros, it's on yadalad. For b'nei mukafim choma, that's b'nei, that's tesvav. But for Tesvav people to not do malacha on Yudal, and Yudal people not to do malacha on Tesvav, there's no such minhag. One is allowed to do malacha on those other days. Gimel. Yom Yudal v'yom Tesvav asurim behesbid v'tainus v'chol adam v'chol bakal. The day of Yudal and Tesvav is asurim to do hesbid and tainus for all people at all times. Bein l'bnei krochim shem osin Tesvav bilvad, bein l'bnei iris shem osin Yudal bilvad. Whether it's Bnei Krachim that only keep Tesvav, or it's Bnei Ayros that keep only Yudalad. The Anoshim Anos Behem, Shekula Onos Ka'achas. So there's three things that women used to do at a Levaya. There was Ma'anos, Metapchos, and Mekonos. So Ma'anos was that everyone would yell out at the same time. Metapchos, that they would Makos Kafel Kaf, they would clap their hands. Mekonos is one would speak and everyone would answer afterward. So we don't really do this anymore, but nevertheless, the Mechaber is passing. You're a lot of Ma'an. There are a lot of Ma'anos on Purim. You're a lot of Metabchos. Shemakos kaf v'kaf. Avol lo mekonenos. But there are not a lot of mekonen. Shetei achas medaber v'kulan onos acharea. Nikbar mace. Once the mace is buried, lo Ma'anos v'lo mekonenos. Then you're not even allowed to be Ma'anos, and for sure not mekonenos at that point. Okay. So even though hesped, you're not allowed to give hespedim, and Shlomo Zalman was machmer for kimat anyone, any child that was brought to him about Purim and Chanukah. It says over here, "Kina yadarku lahoros lekol hasholem shadircha yishar varuya shaloli zdakik la'terem binyan zeh." You should not look for a terem binyan this. El lekayim halacha kutzurasa, to mekayim the halacha correctly, not to have hespedim on Purim. Nevertheless, over here in Alicha Shlomo Per Gittes halacha lamed, he says, "Afal pishi may Purim asurim behesped." Even though it's asurim behesped, they call makom. Kishenifter Hagaon Rav Moshe Feinstein Zatzal. When Rav Moshe Feinstein died, he died a few day or two before Purim.
V'helu aronu l'kfuru b'Eretz Yisrael. They brought his aron up to be buried in Eretz Yisrael, where he's buried now in Har Menuchos. It's kedai to go visit his kevin. B'yom Purim de Mekafim. They brought it up, and it arrived on B'yom Purim de Mekafim. It arrived on Purim of Tezvav. Horu Rabbeinu. They asked Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach what to do, and he paskin l'hachlis mitosel l'tof Yerushalayim to bring his aron into Yerushalayim. She kasnu kansu kol b'nei ha'ir, and everyone should come laspido to be maspidim ulalavos l'beis olam and to malav him to his resting place. Karoi l'chvodosh al gadol ador, like the kavod for a gadol ador, lo shum shinui ekev yom kibbutzim, without anything to do differently as you would do on any other day. That's how Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach paskin over there for Rav Moshe Feinstein. They had a big levaya. I believe if I remember correctly, levaya in Eretz Yisrael was even bigger than the one in America, in New York. That's what they, and even though it was Purim Atzvo, and that's how Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach, that's the esteem that Rosh Hashanah Zalman Arbach held of Rav Moshe Feinstein. You can look over there in the Aros over there, it's Kedai over there, to see how highly praised that the Rosh Hashanah Zalman held Rav Moshe, and how beautiful it was that Talmidei Chachamim respected each other and looked up to each other. Okay, Dalet. Kol divrei avelos nohagim b'chanukah u'purim. All divrei avelos were noeg on Chanukah and Purim. So lemaisa, some machlokas we show in the Rambam paskin that all divrei avelos is noeg on Purim. However, the Shultus and the Rosh and other Rishonim paskin that you are not noeg avelos in Purim, el dvarim shibitzida. Except for things that are private things, private dinim of avelos, one can be noeg, one ish is noeg. However, anything public, displays of avelos, one does not do on Purim. Bein yudal, bein tesvav, both days of Purim. And therefore, according to these Rishonim, just like Shabbos is the same thing. Shabbos, you're not allowed to do noeg dvarim shebevar hesia, but dvarim shebetzina are noeg on Shabbos. And therefore, that's why Shabbos counts as a day of avelos, even though you're not noeg dine avelos. Nevertheless, it counts as a day since you are noeg dvarim shebetzina counts. So the same thing with Purim. According to these Rishonim that hold that you do keep avelos, it also is going to count as a day of the Shiva. It'll count 2 days of the Shiva, Yidal and Tezvav. You count it because Dvar and Shibitzina are noik. Lamaisa, the Mechaber over here, Paskins, like the Rambam, which is very interesting. Kol Dei Avelos, Noik Mechanako Purim. So it's interesting because in your day in Hilchos Avelos, the Mechaber does not pass like this. The Mechaber passes like the Ramah does over here. That Avelos is not noig, and therefore the Maisa, even Svarnim are noig like the Ramah over here, because the Mechaber passes like that over there. Also, the Svarnim hold that there is no Avelos on Purim. The Ramah writes, Mikol Makom Yelech LeBeis Knesset LeShmoa Megillah. Nevertheless, even though he's noig Avelos, he should go to the Beis Knesset to hear the Megillah. Vim Yuchel LaSof Minyan LeBeiso. That's the Ramah explaining the Mechaber. Vim Yuchel LaSof Minyan LeBeiso. If he could have a minyan in his house, LeKros Megillah Al Dutfei, that would be better. Then he says, "V'yei shomer she'ein avelos noy b'hapurim. Avelos is not noy gemporim. Lo b'yadale v'lo b'tezvav. V'chein nohagim. That's the minag. V'afilu avelos yom rishon. Even though the first day of avelos, according to many rishonim, is d'oraisa, nevertheless, we passing over here that avelos yom rishon is going to be nitcham even purim. It's going to be pushed off because of purim. Al dvarim shebetzina noy. But things that are private things of avelos, they're still noy gemporim. V'avol pishein noy avelos b'purim. Even though we're not noy avelos b'purim." Ola lola minyan shiva. Nevertheless, it counts for his shiva yamei avelos kmo Shabbos, just like Shabbos, just like we said before. V'chein pasuk harab ba'atzo b'tur yardeh simin tof aleph. So the ma'isa us Ashkenazim and also Sfarim over here paskin that you do not keep dinei avelos b'far hesia, only dvarim shebetzina. So the ma'isa, one would not wear an avel would not wear would wear regular shoes. He would not wear his avelos shoes. He would wear regular shoes. He would not sit on the floor. He would sit on a regular chair. However, dvar shebetzina, tasha shemitah, and other things like that, he would be machmiran. Also, so there's a whole din over here in the Mishnah Berurah in Yedbeis, and the Mishnah Berurah in Tezayin has a long discussion about him going to shul. Is that considered faresir or not? Because if he doesn't go to shul, other people don't go to shul. So it doesn't have to be because he's an avel, he's not going to shul. But is that considered or not? So the ma'isa we passing like this. Well, number one, also in Yud Beis, Mishnah Berurah does point out, Mikol Makom Yer L'Ma'it B'Minei Simcha Shosin. Even though he's not Ovel, nevertheless, he should be M'Ma'it in the amount of Simcha he has. And in terms of going to Shul, we pass like this. So we split the psak between night and day. At night, we say like this. At night, since we say the Iker reading of the Megillah is during the daytime, at night, we're a little bit more machmer. We say, if at all possible, if he could collect a minion in his house, better for him to have the minion at his house for the Megillah reading. However, if he cannot collect the minion in his house, he's allowed to go to shul for Mikra Megillah. And even though the Mishnah Berurah writes in Sifkon Yud Aleph, I believe over there in Tes Zayin also, he says, I will tefillah marv, yipal beito, he should dam miyachidus in his house marv, and then go to shul. Nevertheless, posting him argue with this, and they hold once he's going to shul for Kriyas Megillah, Migal, he's going to shul for Kriyas Megillah, he could also go for Marv also, and that's what Rav Nevin Saul told me also, that he could go to shul also for Marv in this case. And during the day, Lechatchil, he goes for Shachris and Kriyas Megillah for the daytime reading. Good. No, he does not wear torn clothes. He for sure changes into regular big day Shabbos like anyone else. Okay. Fine. Sifei. Im chal Purim b'motzei Shabbos, if Purim falls on a motzei Shabbos, v'avol yoshev beis kneset b'shabbos v'mincha. If Purim falls on a motzei Shabbos, and the avol is sitting in the beis kneset on Shabbos v'mincha, lo yetzei misham ad sheyipal tefilas arvis. Since he's already there for shul on Shabbos, he should not leave the shul for tefilas arvis. He should not kriyas megillah, and he should stay there for tefilas marv and kriyas megillah. Umar charas lo yetzei b'tach petach beiso. The next day, he should not leave his house. Once again, we don't pass like this mechaber. We pass that he does go out. That's his discussion over here in Tet Zayin, that we hold that there's no avails in Burma. He goes off. Look at Mr. Bro Tet Zayin. He says, "Val kfar katav ramal el danan noagin kaposim the ain avails noagin bepurim lefiza afilim yesh lo minyan bebeito holich lebeis kaneset lishma mikra megillah betzibur." So over here, we do not pass like the mechaber. We pass again, once again, like the Ramah, that he goes to shul. Vav. Yesh mi she'omer she'avol chayiv lishloach manos. There are those who say, just like all other mitzvahs, avol is chayiv in mitzvahs, so too in mishloach manos, he's going to be chayiv in mishloach manos. And that's how he passes. The avol has to give mishloach manos. Aval, however, ein sholchin la'avol kol yud beis chodesh. But you do not send presents to the avol all yud beis chodesh, so including in presents over here is mishloach manos. You're not allowed to send to the avol. The avol has to send, but you cannot send to him. Kamo she's barba yaradeasim in shimpei hei ayin sham. There's no other person in the city to send except for the Avol. So you have to send to the Avol in order to Mekayim Mishloach Manas. Or if the Avol is Mochal and his Mana, so you're Mekayim your Mishloach Manas, and you're not actually sending to the Avol, so that's the best case scenario. But that only works with the Sheet of the Ramah, that we says that you're Mekayim your Mitzvah like this. We saw before the Pichadish holds that you're not Mekayim the Mitzvah if he's Mochal. So over here, once again, we see the Maisa. You're not allowed to send to an Avel. Rav Nevin Saul told me, and you should not pull tricks over here. I asked, could you send to his family? He says, you're not allowed to send to his family. He's included. Well, you can. A woman could send to the wife of the family. A kid could send to the kids. A father could send to the kids if he wants of the family. But you're not allowed to send one to the family in general. And because, once again, obviously the father is included in the family or the mother is included in the family. That would not be permissible to send Mishloach Manos in that way. Let's say the wife is in Avelis. So once again, you could send to the husband. That would be permissible. But to send to the... So one person in the family, and you know that they're going to, it's really for the other person in the family, we don't pull tricks over here, that would be usher to do. So that was in of Avelis. See, Zion is in dealing with Aninas. Aninas is the time from when the body, when the mace is dead, until the point where you bury him. Then a person has din of Aninas, and he's Pater Mikola Mitzvahs. However, here he says, Yesh Mishomer. She'oni Mutter Abasar Yayim. Then over here, we're Doka, the Inyan of Aninas. And even though a regular onin is aser b'basar b'yayin, an onin on Purim is mutter b'basar b'yayin. The lo ati asi di yachid davelus v'dachi asi di rabin daraisa. Because one is not allowed. We do not push off the asi di yachidus of avelus. Because you're only a yachid over here is chayv in avelus, which really means a ninus over here. And it's docha. It will not be docha the asi daraisa. Will not be docha asi daraisa. What does it mean asi daraisa? Lismach with Purim di divrei kabbalah ninu. Since lismach with Purim is Divrei Kabbalah, Shein K'divrei Torah. And Divrei Kabbalah is almost on the level of Divrei Torah, and therefore we do not let Aninas push off to be Sameach on Purim. He says, V'kol shechein shechayiv b'mikra Megillah, for sure he's chayiv b'mikra Megillah, u'tfilah kriyat shema. And then the Ramah writes, V'nir li didavka b'layla. This is all talking about a night. Aval pisha mason mutal lepanu, even though the mason is sitting in front of him and you cannot bury him. Aval b'yom shirotzu lekara, but once during the day you want to bury him. Furus meto kodem, you first bury the mace. Kmo shisbar le'elsim and tafresh b'zayin. V'lachin korim mitpalu acher kach. And therefore, after you bury him, then you daven afterwards, because you're not going to. Then you'll be like any other aval, and you'll be chayiv to for sure mikra megillah and chayiv in tefillah. The little adiv miyot of a Shabbos, no different than Shabbos. Kmo shisbar le'el simin ayin aleph. However, the Aruch HaShulchan does point out that the Ramah sort of missed the boat over here, and the Machaber was talking about a case where you could not bury the mace. We're talking about a case where you cannot bury the mace. For whatever reason, you can't bury the mace at this time. Even though you cannot bury the mace at this time, an onin would be chayiv in all the mitzvahs of the day, including basar, yayin, kriyas megillah, and everything like that. Look over there, Aruch HaShulchan, os yud and yud aleph. Okay, ches. So, there's a din in the Rishonim whether one is allowed to get married on Purim. So the Mechaber Paskins mutter lisa isha before him. It's mutter to get married on Purim. Mutter to get married a wife on Purim. Also the Darki Moshe Osei over here, which is once again the Ramah, also passing this way. He brings out other shitas, but he leans towards the shitas that one is allowed to get married on Purim. The reason why I'm saying all this is because the Magen Avraham argues. Magen Avraham argues, he paskins l'maisa. It's this Magen Avraham that's brought down in the Mishnah Berurah over here. In in Sikon Kaf Ches, he says, V'amagen Avraham katav diyasa chuppah v'yom yigimel v'asud v'er. L'maisa, the Magen Avraham argues, he says, one should not make the chuppah on Purim, rather, he should make the chuppah on yigimel, then he can make the suda at the night time. But however, Lamaisa Roshlomo Zalman Orbach himself, Paskin Nelich Roshlomo Kaval Tet, right? He passes like the Mechaber, and Roshlomo Zalman Orbach himself got married on Purim. He himself got married on Purim. It was a Purim Meshulash. He got married on a Friday, Erev Shabbos, on a Purim Meshulash. He got married on Yudad, and he at his wedding, at his Chasan, at his Shavar Brachas, he was darshan in the Shavar Brachas and at the wedding, Chasan Linin Zeh, and Linin of the Hector, why one is allowed to get married, and one allowed to get married on Purim, and he gives beautiful svaras. You can look over there in the Lichas Shalom, or different svaras, why it is mutter. It's not because, according to the Magen Avraham, according to some Rishonim, it's a problem of Eim Arvin Simcha B'Simcha. You're not allowed to combine two Simchas together. And they put down over there, why over here? It's not a problem of Ein Marvin Simcha Simcha. And therefore, he passed on the Chlamaisa. Once again, he did it himself. He got married himself, that he got married on Purim, because he holds over here it would not be a problem of this. And therefore, it's mutter that they get married. Okay. The Ramah goes on over here and says, the Kol Shekein, verse, he says, mutter l'sa isha b'purim, bein b'yadal, bein b'tesvav. The Ramah says, it's the same din of yadal and tesvav. And for sure, one is allowed to have a pidyon ben. Obviously, bris milah is no question. Okay. Ma shenogu lilbos partzufim bepurim. That which we have a minhag to wear masks on Purim, costumes. V'gever lovesh simlas isha. And men wear the dresses of a woman. V'isha klei gever. Ein iser b'dover. There's no problem with it. Since her kavana is not to dress up as a woman, and a woman to be like a man, that is not the kavana over here. The kavana is for simcha ba'al and simchas purim. Therefore, it's not considered of beged isha or beged ish. The chayin, he says, the levishas kilayim derabanan. Same thing, to wear shatnas derabanan. Right? You have to check your clothes for shatnas over here and purim. One, if it's only shatnas derabanan, one can be meikum. So the yeshurim to aser. But to those who say it's Asr, Aval Minig Svar Rishonim, the Minig, however, is like the Svar Rishonim, Shur Rishonim. However, the Mishnah Berurah over here in Sifkar Lamin, he has to ruin the fun. Ayin B'yaradeh in Kupay Beis Shekadosh Shamataz Shem Abach Sheish Levatel Minig Zeh. Once you mevatel this Minig of men dressing as women and women dressing as men, Heim B'Purim Oba Simchus Nesurim, whether as B'Purim or whether at a wedding, because they also had crazy people at weddings, V'chein Kata V'Ragol Sham. He call him malbushim, but he does give a little bit of a heavy. He opens up the door a little bit for a heter. He says, "He call him malbushim shall ish." But if the man's wearing all of his clothes are of a man, rak malbush echad shall isha, but one malbush belongs to a woman. V'nikari name Esther she'ain limchos b'ham. It's Esther that one does not have to protest against such a person. One can't wear it. That's how the post in Pazel Chamaisa from Nevinsal passes like this. Also to be mavatal this minog, the one should not wear shatnas. One should not wear women's clothes for Purim. Ramah does be makel, so it could be that if one is makel, that one does not have to protest against them. But also there are aruch shulchan paskins that achshav the minug is not so. Rav Nevin Saul, Dibra Masa Luvata. He says, Ha'isru gam bebegadim shaloshim tachas begadim acherim ve'inim nirim. The isr of Beged Isha even applies to begadim that are not seen. They're underneath their other clothes. And then he writes, Isha lo tilbash michnasayim. A woman should not wear pants. Gamim hein miyuadus rak lenoshim. Even if there are women's pants. One, a woman is not allowed to wear pants. Medin sneas. Rav Nevin Saul on the back of Chelek Vav. I'm not going to find it out, but he's got a lot of sukkim of Rav Nevin Saul on the back over here. In the Hilchos Sneas. Oh, I found it. What do you know? Page Tess over here, Halacha Yitches. He says, Yesh inyan she'isha lo ter kaval sus. A woman should not ride on a horse. V'raya medivei Rashi. There's a Rashi in Pesachim. U'be'isha k'siv o'al kli asher yoshevis. L'fi she'in hogun l'hazker rechiva pisak roglayim b'isha. It's not correct to mask her, to see the inyan of a woman splitting her legs. And since pants show this strongly, the inyan of a woman with split legs, therefore, there's an issur if you're riding on a horse or wearing pants. V'alpi sha mirka v'moshe shavim b'shneim. He says, U'mitam zeh, also l'nashim l'ilbosh mechnesayim. This is another reason why a woman do not wear pants. Shari b'kachi mafsekes ragla'al. Yilvad odiserim, except for other isurim that a woman is over when wearing pants. That is other isurim. So that's all from the psukim over here from Rav Nevin Saul. And he goes on and he says, back to Begadish. V'myesh ba'oto ir miyut ha-matzi shal gvarim shenogin king. If there's a miyut ha-matzi, that means there's a small percentage of people, not just a little bit more than a small percentage of people that are noig to wear these clothes. Shuv ein bazeh mishum lo yulbash. There's no problem of Begadish or Begadisha. Shrei az kvar ein zeh miyuchal l'nashim. Then it's not miyuchal l'nashim. So if there's something that used to be that only women wore, and now there's a miyut ha-matzi that men who wear the same thing, then it might not be a problem of Begadish anymore. So you have to know exactly what the percentages are. I don't know exactly what percentage it is, but it has to be a little bit of a strong percentage. If I remember correctly, in the study, I think Rishon Zalman said maybe 10%. I don't remember exactly how much you need, but that could be. So the first couple of people who do it, so they're over the Isser. But after it becomes a minhag that other people are doing it, so it could become that it becomes a mutter. Like, that's a little bit of Begadish. So Lamaisa, Mishnah Berurah and the modern day Pasim are not so happy with men dressing up as women and women dressing up as men, even though the Ramah is Mako. Okay, let's finish off the Simon over here. Tafri Sadi Zayin. The Hochus Purim. Ain Omer Tchinam Yudal Vitesvav Shabadar Alaf Vidin Tanis Hasib Dehen. So Yom Yudal Vitesvav Shabadar Rishon. So we're talking about a leap year. You're in other Rishon. Ain Nofun Al Pneim. You do not fall on your face to say Tachnun. Ve'ein omrim mizmar yancha Hashem yom tzara. You don't say lam natzeach. Ve'asurim behesved v'tainis. It's asur behesved and tainis. Aval shar dvarim ein noagim ben. But other things are noag. You do not send mishloach manas. Not do matos levyonim. And you don't do mikra megillah. Ve'ein shomrim da'af behesved v'tainis mutarim. And those even say it's even mutar behesved v'tainis. Ve'aminag kisvar rishon. But the minag is like the first opinion that we do not do hesped and tainis on other rishon. Yesh Omer Shechayv, I mean not all of other Rishon, Yudal and Tezvav of other Rishon. Yesh Omer Shechayv, Harbaz v'mishta v'simcha, v'yudal of other Rishon. And those who are Chayv, say it's Chayv, l'harbaz v'mishta v'simcha, on the 14th of other Rishon, v'ein noagin kain, but the minhag is not like this, mikol makom, yarba v'ksas v'suda, you should add a little bit to your suda, and during Yudal of other Rishon, kadei latzai, sidei ha-machmirin. In order to be Yotzei, the das the machmirin. And then the Ramah adds in a line, a cryptic line, then V'tov leiv mishta tamid. V'tov leiv mishta tamid. So I saw some beautiful things, and this I'll finish. In the Piskei Tshuvos, V'tov leiv mishta tamid. If you look back in my Shirim and see Simon Aleph, we have a beautiful vort in the beginning, how the Ramah begins his commentary on Or Chaim. And over here, we have some beautiful things on the last line of the commentary of the Ramah. He says over here, "Tov leiv mishta tamid." Connected to the lachas over here, but why is he? Why does he end like this? So, "Tov leiv mishta tamid" is a pasuk in Mishlei. The pasuk in Mishlei reads, "Kol yamei ani ra'im, v'tov leiv mishta tamid." All the days of a poor person are bad, v'tov leiv mishta tamid. But someone who's tov leiv is mishta tamid. So, what does this mean? So it brings down over here. Piskei Tshuva. It's the last Piskei Tshuva. It goes like this. V'nira od lomar. Shebesiyim chelek orach chaim shein hilchos shebechol yom. And because if we're finishing orach chaim and it's hilchos lachos every day. Even though over here we're not really finishing all of orach chaim in the Skabura, unfortunately we still have stuff to make up in between. But merit Hashem, Hashem should give us strength and we should all finish orach chaim and all the rest of Dalat Chalki Shulchan Aruch. Shas and everything like that. But the still in Yina, we finished Hilchos Purim here, we're finishing over here, the end of Chilek Vav over here. So let's see what he has to say over here. Shechayv kol Yehudi ladas otan al burian. You have to know these halachas al burian clearly. So Bahar Amal, Lerma is at Drusha Gemara. Therefore he's coming to Merami's what the Gemara and Baba Basa says about this pasuk. The Gemara and Baba Basa, Kufman Hey, Amud Beis, and Perish Raji Sham Dimar Masal Rava Amar, says kol Yemei Ani Ra'im. What is it referring to? All the days of a poor person are bad. That's someone who learns Mishnah and he doesn't know how to paskin halacha l'maisa from his learning. He doesn't know how to connect it to halacha. And when there's a steer in the Mishnayas, he doesn't know how to answer the steers. But v'tov leiv mishta tamid. Well, what's the tov leiv mishta tamid? Zebal gemara shiodeh Mishnayas alikarim. Ubaki b'tameim. That's someone who also learns Gemara, and he knows the Mishnayos alikarim. Ubaki b'tameim. He understands the Mishnayos well. He understands what they're saying. V'yesh biyado koach lahoras halach lemaisa, and biyado is the koach to mahar halach lemaisa. And therefore, his merami is over here at the end of our chayim. It told the Mishnah Tamid that that's how you're supposed to learn. You're supposed to learn in order to get to the point where you understand your learning so well that you can paskin through your learning. It takes a long time. Don't get too high on yourselves yet. Okay, then he has another beautiful parish on Pila Malbim. He says, if you look at the Malbim on this Pasuk in Mishlei, he says, what is this person? He says, Al Adam Ovid Hashem, Avo Ose Zot Vilchinas Ani. It's referring to a Pasuk, the beginning of the Pasuk, Kol Yimei Ani Ra'im, is referring to someone who's Ovid Hashem. He's an Ovid Hashem, but what? He does it Vilchinas Ani. Dahainu, Ke'ol Gadol, Mitoch Shibram Vatzavon. He looks at it as a burden. And he does it out of sadness. He keeps the mitzvahs out of sadness. Shiyama Raim, he's going to have bad days. His days are going to be dead bad. Kol Yimei Ani Raim. Send him anyway. Worships. HaKadosh Baruch Hu of Ani Raim. He's going to have bad days. Ava Chacham Osa Mi Ava. But someone who's a Chacham Osa Ava. V'sameach B'mitzvos. And he's happy when he does mitzvahs. And he loves the mitzvahs. Hu B'chinas Tov Lev Mishtatami. He's going to be happy the rest of his life. He's going to be Tov Lev Mishtatami. And he goes on. He's via Dua. Someone who wants to do the Ratzon of Hashem. And they're not Osek though in Halacha L'Maisa. Neither Lahem ki Hakol Aser. It looks as if everything's Aser. Umorim al Heter Iser, and everything becomes Aser because they don't really know the Halachas well. Machas Kotzir Diasan because he doesn't really understand the Halachas. V'Kotzir Limud al Malacha, the lack of learning Halacha. V'Kol Mosiv Korea. Like a blind person who walks in the night, walks in the darkness. They are in the bechina of kol yemei anirayim. Who learn? They don't learn halacha and they don't understand what to do. They are kol yemei anirayim. Ma she'en kein elo alamdi malacha lemaisa. First, people who learn halacha lemaisa. The kol yisukeim. This is where the ikker point I want to bring up. The kol yisukeim orachayim mesudarim al pi hashulchan aruch v'alacha atrufa. In all their asik, in all their ways, in all their life, are mesudar al pi what the Shulchan Aruch says, below bilbulim, without mixing up things, u'machshavas miyutaras hataras et shalvas ha'adam, ve'ein omrin al mutar aser lehefech, ein simcha katas ha'sveikas. Someone who knows halacha well, and serves Hashem al pi Shulchan Aruch, and knows what to do, and he's learning his life without sveikas. He knows what to do. Ve'ein b'chinas tov leiv mishta tamid. Then he gets to the b'china of tov leiv mishta tamid. And that's what the Kavan over here at the Ramah wants to end over here. Shulchan Aruch or Chaim with, if you know the Halacha the way, how to live your life, you learn Halachas Tefillah, and you learn Halachas Tzitzis, and you learn Halachas Tefillah, and you learn Halachas Brachas, and Birkas and Muslim, and Halachas Purim and Chanukah, and you know what to do in Yantav, you know what to do in Shabbos. You can live without Tzvekas, you can live with Shalva, you can know what to do, you know what HaKadosh Baruch wants you to do, and you can live Al Derech HaZeh. And you live your whole life Al Pi Shulchan Aruch, what Shulchan Aruch wants you to do, and try and keep Shulchan Aruch. And that's our goal in life, that's the goal of a Yehudi is. And that's our goal of a Jew. Meretz Hashem, we should all mekayim this. And Meretz Hashem, we could all learn to the point we could all be our own poskim. And we could all understand halacha al burim and understand what to do.